she started giving it the big IM, Charlie Big Potato, giving it all the lemon, I would have got up and turned the light off, but I was naked and it ain't the best sight in the morning. I should have done that, actually. That would have shut her up, wouldn't it?
Roberto has to go. He puts olive oil in everything. The Chris Moyle Show,
National Radio 1. Morning, everybody. Thank you to Moan. Look at me, bright and breezy, free and easy. All the nice girls love a sailor. Dominic Byrne, not so bright and breezy. He went to Coldplay last night, as did I.
Good then, was it?
Yeah, and then the discussion afterwards. Are you going to the after show party? Says Dominic Byrne. I go, probably not, actually. I'll probably just go home, have a cup of tea and watch Big Brother on tape. And then go to bed. Yeah, I might go to the party. And it looks like he did. If you ask him about it, he goes, yeah, it wasn't very good. I only stayed for a little while, had one drink and left.
He's a bit like me, though. Once he's out, he doesn't want to go home.
Yeah.
I'm like that.
Well, exactly. Well, I've been to your home. But he, it was a great gig. Really good gig last night.
Seen the pictures online.
Yeah. With the hilarious comments underneath.
Mm-hmm. Here's the venue. Here's the band. Here's the guitar. Here's the drums.
You watched Them to Love Island last night, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
While I was watching Coldplay. You were watching some plastic woman with terrible lips here on the island.
Yeah, they put this new girl in, Nikki somebody, yeah. who apparently some American model, I believe, yeah. who Paul Dinan is all over now.
Of course he is.
Do you want to know what happened at the end?
No.
Okay.
Don't.
Sure?
I taped it. Will it give it away? Well, it will, if you tell me, I suppose.
I won't tell you.
All right,
it's very funny, though.
What do you think of her, Derek?
Lovely.
All right. She nice woman?
Oh, very posh.
Good, right.
She's not.
Is she a bit rough?
Oh, she's not rough, but I wouldn't say she's posh.
Okay, right.
Dinan's all over her.
Yeah.
Very swish.
Okay. Do you like her, Derek?
She is an assassin.
Oh, dear. She doesn't particularly like her,
no.
Anyway, so we're very excited as well. Because my cover is out today. My front cover of one of the finest publications available in newsagents from today. Which has got my face on it. On the right-hand side, if you look closely. I haven't had a front cover since Melody Maker. Well, I had the Evening Standard the other week, but that's because I was a scab. But since, bar that, Melody Maker. So
it's good, it looks nice, I've seen it.
Well, I'm very excited. We'll talk about that later. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio. Good morning. Snoop Dogg. I like him.
Why?
Because he reminds me of myself, of course.
Why?
Just because he does. Leave it. Snoop Dogg and Justin Timberlake signs. Good morning. Wakey, wakey, rise and shine. Perky DJ morning banter. Play Foo Fighters and D12 in a second. Let's get the news and sport with Dominic and Carrie. It's 2 minutes past seven.
It's now 5 minutes past seven.
Morning all. Good gig last night, wasn't it, Dom?
Very good.
Yeah. I really enjoyed the people talking around us.
There was a lot of that as well.
And I was getting slightly annoyed because we stood at the back of this venue, kind of near the bar area, really. But it was on a raised level so we could see the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And people were talking too much, it was really bugging me. I turned around at one point and told some people to shut the heck up. And to find out it was the boss of Radio 1, Andy Parfitt. But I'd started.
Nice.
You know, and you just go, listen, why don't you just shut... Oh, here we go. So I just carried on.
And was it all industry types that were talking, or were they... They weren't winners that were up there talking?
No, no. But, you know, you go to any gig, it doesn't matter who it is. It can be Coldplay, it could be Hazy Dixie, it could be Elvis. Right? You always find some people who just constantly spend the entire gig at the bar talking.
Mm.
You know those people. Dominic goes to the after show afterwards and said there was more people at the after show than there were at the gig.
It took an hour and a half to get a beer as well. It's good, though. AstroTurf. There's AstroTurf everywhere.
After shows are normally a letdown, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
How can you stink of wine if you're on beer?
I know, it's probably wine, actually.
Right.
Yeah, they're doing half pints of wine.
So you had half a pint of wine?
Yeah.
Right.
So throughout the evening, obviously.
Yeah, sure. But you were drinking beer when you were with me at the gig.
Yes, I was, yeah.
What time did you go to bed?
Half one? One? Half one?
Two?
One?
any advance on one?
Half one.
Right, okay. What time did you get up?
About quarter to five. Oh. Brilliant.
Plenty of sleep, then.
Yeah.
We'll have a couple of Coldplay tracks later from last night. If you want to check out the pictures and listen again, you can go to Radio 1 online. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Hey, very, very exciting day today, Carrie.
Really?
Yeah, you know why, don't you?
Why? It's out today.
The new Radio Times. That's right. Other listings magazines are available. However, they will not feature me on the front cover. Tucked away to the right and cut. Have you seen it yet?
Yes, I have seen it.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Do you want to see it?
Yes, please.
Now, before I show it to you...
Yeah.
Okay, let me explain, first of all, that this is the most powerful people in radio poll, right? Which, whatever. So there's Jonathan Ross, Terry Wogan, John Humphreys, that I keep calling Michael Burke, and myself... Okay, so I went, look, why don't you put Jonathan Ross and Wogan
at the front. Put us two a bit more in
and
the
I'll
wings.
And I'll just kind of mosey on in the background, you know? My ego doesn't need me to be at the front of the piece. Just, you know, in there somewhere.
Can we actually see you at all?
Oh, no, you can see me. There's more of me than there is John Humphreys.
Okay.
Mind you, he's getting very old, and what can I tell you, you know?
Go on then, give us a butchers.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
There it is, look there.
Oh, look, very dapper.
I think I look quite foxy, I've got to say.
Well, not like Dr. Foxy. Well,
no, yeah. I think I look quite suave.
Mm.
Dominic?
Nice, yeah, I like that.
Would you, Kerry?
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Buy it, yeah.
After half a pint of wine?
Mm.
Yeah, probably.
Still no.
I think after a couple of sips of wine, after half a pint of wine, you find Wogan attractive. So it's only 93p, which I believe is a bargain these days. Mm. And what a random price!
Odd number,
seven short of the pound there. Yeah.
But if you want to buy, wouldn't it be great to make this current issue of the Radio Times one of the biggest sellers in history?
That would be great, yeah.
So here's what I'm asking you to do. To make me look good, why not go out and buy a copy of the Radio Times today, tear off the front page and stick it on your bedroom wall, throw the rest of the magazine in the bin.
Yeah.
You know, because you don't really need it, do you? I mean, let's choose a random number, right? It's between 1 and 125 or something.
48.
Let's see what's on page 48. Film highlights. Including Bright Young Things and... See? Rubbish.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't need that page, and you don't need the page the other side of it either. In fact, you don't need it. Just the front, really, is what I say. But you do need to buy it, obviously. You can't just go into your local newsagents and tear the front page off. I believe that's an amount of vandalism, really.
Yeah.
But there, I am there on the front. Look, that's me on the Radio Times. I've made it.
Are you in it, or is it just a front cover thing?
There's another picture.
Is there
of
a quote?
No, there's no quote. There's another picture of me in there, but you know what? To be honest, the front page is the best one.
Is that from the same photo shoot session? The one that's inside it when you're going like that, holding your arms up like a mock lion. Is that from the same thing?
Yes.
Let's have a look at the mock lion. That's brilliant.
What did the photographer tell you to do at that point?
The photographer, I've got to be honest, although a lovely man and very, very good at his job, was saying very little, because he was trying to deal with Wogan and John Humphreys and Jonathan Ross and me. And so he was getting a bit frustrated. Plus, we're all in suits. And what they do is, I've said this before, photographers in a photo shoot, right, don't finish a sentence, okay? And they think they treat you like you do these every day. And I don't. I've got two faces. I've got this and this. And that's it. And pretty much one is on the front cover, and then the other one is... So what he does is he goes like this. He's looking through the lens and goes, if he could just, and he'll move his arms up. If he just, you know, that's good. If he could just what? He haven't told me what you're saying. Just give me a... Okay. Give you a what? A slap? A fiver? A cup of tea? What do you want me to give you? So that was just me going...
In frustration.
And he goes, that's good, do some more of that. And I'm like, what? I look like I'm down to go to the toilet. It's going to come any second. I've got to poo. Looks like that. I've got a poo face.
You look like Aslan, the mythical lion.
Although, I've got to say, I look foxy. And see how much weight I've lost in that airbrushed suit.
I was going to say, have they airbrushed those pictures? Or
no, they have not. Right,
okay. Suits are slimming.
What?
Black suits are slimming.
Yes, and I look good as well. So anyway, as I said, it is just, it's up to you to go and buy it. But as I said,
it's Alice today, the new Radio Times.
Well, the listing magazines are available, of course. Right, let's get the show started.
We're all here every morning to get you on your way, to make your little face light up as you start your day. We do it for the love of it and cause we think it's funny. Well, actually, we're lying cause we do it for the money. The Chris Moyle Show, where's our money? National Radio
20 past 7, D12, Eminem, Purple Hills. Many people texting in last night saying, did you cop off with Joe Wiley at the Coldplay gig? And I have to announce, sadly, no, I didn't.
What a shocker.
Our last ruined it because she got a ticket for the gig, so I ended up going with Soph.
That always blows it, doesn't
it? Joe Wiley's opening words were, I thought you were coming on your own. You know, so, ironically, but I didn't, you know, so it made it difficult, you know, to kind of cop off with Joe while my girlfriend was there.
Otherwise, it would have been a dead cert, I would imagine, you know.
I reckon she had a, you know, a pulling knickers on.
Well, she had that red bra on yesterday, didn't she? That was the word on the street.
It was like a red top.
Oh, was it?
Alan doesn't know, does he?
I was going to say, he's a bit racy, really, to come to work in, I thought.
What, Allard?
No.
Right, Joe.
Yeah.
It was a great gig, and I enjoyed singing on stage with him. It was brilliant.
So, you didn't sing on stage with him?
What?
You didn't sing on stage with
him?
How
do you know? You weren't even there.
I know, but I know that you didn't. Otherwise, presumably, there would be a picture, Radio 1 online. You know, in terms of all of the highlights of last night's performance, there would have been a picture. Obviously, there was a picture of Zane Lowe introducing them and all sorts of shots of the various different members of the band in different coloured mood lighting. There would have also been a shot of you performing on stage as Radio 1 DJ.
Unless, as a lot of bands have the rule, that the photographers can only take pictures during the first three songs.
Yeah, you owe me a fiver.
I don't owe you a fiver.
You do owe me a fiver.
What was the bet yesterday?
The bet was that you were going to perform on stage with Coldplay.
Wrong. That wasn't the bet.
It was.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
The bet was, if we ask Chris Martin if I can sing backing vocals, he will say yes.
Well, he sort of half-arsed sort of said yes.
Well, if you need the evidence.
No, I heard it yesterday live. Well, then the Joe Wiley show.
And get your money out, sunshine.
Alid says, please, or Chris Moyle says, please, can he come on and do backing vocals tonight?
Alid or Chris Moyle?
No, Chris Moyle wants to come on and do backing vocals
Alid?
Tonight. Do you not listen to the
Alid
breakfast
Jones.
Show?
Alid Jones.
Which I love, they find that amusing.
Hmm.
So it continues.
Can he do backing vocals tonight?
Absolutely.
Would you prefer that?
Absolutely. There you go. It's a yes. Where's your money? Pay up, sunshine. Absolutely. Is a positive statement. £5. Give the lady to me.
My bet was conditional.
No, it
on
wasn't
stage
conditional.
Performance.
It wasn't conditional at all.
It was.
The bet was he will say yes. Rachel is my witness. She was there, witnessed the whole bet yesterday. Pay up. You're a sore loser.
He didn't mean it. Clearly.
He didn't, because I can tell him I'll break the news, it's fine.
He can if you do.
You want me to come on and do backing vocals? You so don't want me to do backing But would you like Chris Moyle to come on and me too?
See, he's already said absolutely. Joe's just pushing it to reiterate. So what we do is we go to another member of the band just to confirm the £5 bet in my favour.
We could do double. We could do stand-up.
Will you... Johnny, you answer this. You're the brains of the band.
Yeah.
There you go. Yes! That's an absolutely and a yes. How much more proof do you need?
No appearance, no cash money. Simple.
The bet was...
No.
The bet... What was the bet, Dave? The bet was... We'll ask Chris Martin if I can do backing vocals. Mm. He will say yes. You won't. No, you won't. That was the bet. Nothing to do with actually doing it. The bet was when he said yes, he said yes. He also went on to say...
I met Chris Martin. He's lovely.
There you go.
He's lovely.
He's lovely.
He's lovely.
What the theme tune?
Ding.
So get out, don't get out of the subject. £5.
No.
£5.
And no.
£5.
No stage appearance. No cash money.
Rachel, you were there for the bet.
I think we need to go back to the tape just so I can.
Rachel,
just
I asked you yesterday. I said to you, you're my witness. Here you are now.
I can't
still
remember.
Dominic Carey, you remember yesterday? That was the bet. £5.
Wrong.
Thank you. Dominic saying yes. £5.
He doesn't know where he is.
He does know where he is. £5. £5. £5.
Can he do backing vocals tonight?
Absolutely.
Would you prefer that he didn't?
Absolutely.
Would you prefer that he didn't?
Because I can tell him, I'll break the news, it's fine.
He can if you do.
See?
Then he's changing his tune slightly. Then he's kind of saying, well, I tell you what, I would rather have you, Joe, on the stage. I'd rather have you on the stage, Joe
Wiley. Such a sore loser.
If you want to bring Chris Moores with you, then so be it.
Get your money out, you tight get. What's wrong with you? £5. Come on, I know it's an hour's wait. Get it out. £5. Put your money where your mouth is. Pay up. What a loser. Come on.
On this occasion.
Give the winner his money. Come on, son.
You got change.
No, just give me a tenner if you want.
I've got five balls. On this occasion, because
you've got a wedge of money
because
there.
There's some doubt.
How much money have you got there? Don't throw it at me. No, just
don't fall out, please.
£5. £5.
Because there was some doubt, I was sportingly.
I just won £5.
Oh.
Because Dave is a sore loser, and I won £5.
Oh.
I win, you lose, get it. Thank you very much. I won't put it in my pocket yet. I'm just going to leave it out on the desk to remind me of my winning bet with you.
I think I'm going to need some therapy.
Where should I put it? Over here?
Oh, babe, I hope you got a PhD.
Let's put the mic around here, Dave. Say it.
Won't you let me out?
I know where you can put it.
Aled says, please, or Chris Moyle says, please can you come on and do backing vocals tonight?
Aled or Chris Moyle?
No, Chris Moyle wants to come on and do backing
Who's
vocals
Aled?
Tonight. Do you not listen to the
Aled
breakfast
Jones.
Show?
Aled Jones?
He'll like that clip, won't he? Who's Aled?
Somebody said to me the other day, I can't remember who it was. I saw Aled on television the other day. Yeah, looking good. You saw Aled on television? Yeah, I saw Aled on television. My Aled? Yeah, Aled who works with you. He doesn't look like he sounds at all, does he? Oh, here we go. Our Aled, though. Yeah. What? Are you sure it's not walking in the air, Aled? Walking in the what? Walking in the air, Aled Jones? No, it was your Aled. Although, he didn't say anything about the show or working on Radio 1 or you or anything like that. Did he mention Songs of Praise? Yeah, they did mention Songs of Praise, yeah. Yeah, that's another Aled. Is there another Aled? Oh, here we go again. Yes, there are. Carrie, have you seen this, by the way?
That's £5 bit of money there.
£5 there. Mm. I won that in a bet with Dave there. He lost. This is from Dave. This is Dave's hard-earned cash.
Has he actually coughed up?
Yeah, he made a bet with me, foolishly. There's a lesson to all children.
A wrongly structured bet.
Gambling's for mugs, you know, and I got £5 out of it, so.
I heard the interview as well. It was, you know, he said absolutely, Dave.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
I met Chris Moore the other day. He's lovely.
He's lovely. Mm. He likes me, Chris Martin.
Aww. Mm.
That's his Chris Martin impression, by the way.
What?
Let's do it again.
Oh.
There you go.
Yeah.
Anyway, play Black Eyed Peas. Next last session is from Dominic at
7:34. It's out today.
What is?
The new Radio Times.
That's right. It is out today, of course. I'm sure you'll be rushing out to get your copy, even though other listings magazines are available.
I won't. I've seen it already.
Right. Whatever. Morning, all. You could still go and buy it. It's less than, you know, it's a quid, isn't it? So you go in, buy a copy of the Radio Times, go home, take the front cover off, throw the rest in the bin, and then you've got a picture of me with three other radio broadcasters.
It's not even a pound. It's 93 pence.
Well, yeah. Which I believe to be a bargain.
If you phrase it like that, then yes, that's great.
Well, if everyone goes out and buys it, that'll be great. You don't have to read what's inside. You buy it.
I don't have to look at a cover because I can see you every morning, Chris.
Mm. Well, will you buy one anyway?
I might do. Right.
I could buy five of them with just £5 that I could
and
buy.
Have 35 pence change.
Ooh.
Hey, I'm practicing for
that's good.
I'm practicing for my GCSE maths.
That's very good.
You like that?
That's very quick, Dave.
How much?
7 times 5 is 35, is it not?
Yeah, it is.
It is, I think. Yeah. I'm going to breeze this exam.
We are all taking an exam, a GCSE-style exam. In fact, it's a GCSE exam on Thursday morning after the show to relate to our exam-taking audience. It's a ridiculous idea. That I don't really understand how it got onto the air. However, we had to sit an exam. Have a nice little yawn there, Kerry.
Sorry.
I'm keeping you up. I do apologise. If you want to go off and lie down for a bit.
I'm just thinking about my religious studies exam, I think.
Mm, boring.
Yeah.
It's not boring, obviously, it's educational.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, we'll talk GCSE exams later, but yeah, Thursday we're all going to take a paper each. Mine's geography, which I thought was like to do with if you were in Bristol and you need to get to Gloucester, which direction would you go? And it's not. It's like, it's the inner core and the outer core of the earth.
Rivers.
It's rivers into the sea.
Arable farming.
Yeah.
That'll come into it.
Horrible farming.
Arable
farming.
Yeah.
No idea what that is.
Tractors.
Colin Murray was saying yesterday, don't forget you need to learn your clouds.
Glaciations.
Well, hang on, that's not geography.
Yeah.
Just because clouds are up in the sky, what's the geography bit about that?
It's meteorite, or what is it?
Yeah, weather.
It's what?
Weather, yeah. That's weather.
Meteorites? No. Learn then as well, apparently. What are you studying again, Dom?
English language.
Right.
Citizenship.
What is that?
Reading newspapers, watching TV,
some
I think.
DOS subject, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a DOS subject.
No, it is not. I saw a text yesterday saying it was very difficult.
I've got maths. I've already taken it twice.
How many times did you fail?
Once.
Okay. Well, no, I don't know.
No. I mean, I had to think myself. No, once. I think I just scraped a C on the second attempt.
You went to Sunday school to learn maths.
I didn't go to Sunday school. I went to summer school.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Sunday school.
He's not a loser.
Sunday school is what Carrie would have been going to for her religious education.
Ah, yes.
While mine was an intensive restructured revision program.
Is summer school the thing that parents who can't be asked to look after you during the summer holidays send you to so you're out of their hair for 5 days a week?
No, it was more of a requirement for those that can't pass the basic subjects of maths and English at GCSE level have to then go back in order to get through this basic thing.
Okay.
So the fact you're doing maths is a nightmare for you?
It's never been my strongest subject, I'll be honest.
I hated exams. Actually, I really, with a passion, hated exams.
Me too. I feel sick.
I get cramp in my wrist as well from, you know, the writing. Because, you know, when you're trying to write those essays, back to back.
Yeah, those essays that you do in maths a lot. Yeah.
Okay, pi equals 3.14. Let me tell you about pi.
That's where it went wrong. It's not answering the question. I showed all my workings, though. Three pages of it.
Good luck to you today if you're taking exams. Social science, design and technology, and citizenship has been taken this morning. So if you're taking your citizenship exam today, best of luck to you.
Maybe people could text in and actually tell me what it is.
It's to make sure that you are a citizen.
Hmm.
And this afternoon the exams are government and politics, mathematics pure, mathematics and statistics.
What am I doing?
And mathematics pure core.
Am I doing pure core?
And then there's mathematics pure core core. And the mathematics pure core.
So you're doing that one.
What am I doing?
Pure cock-cock-cock.
Pure cock-cock-cock.
Yeah.
You're doing that one.
Excellent.
So that's on Thursday we're going to be doing that. I can't wait. I really can't wait to be sitting in the room for an hour and a half taking an exam that I have absolutely no interest in whatsoever.
Hi, kids.
Anyway, good luck anyway. It's more important for you than it is for us, trust me.
Chris Moyles has a big gob with lots of things to say. While comedy is quiet, and Al is also quiet. And then there's Dom and Carrie, and they have to be serious. And Rachel's high on fruit juice drinks and looking quite delirious. The Chris Moyles Show. It's out today.
All right, done that, okay.
National Radio.
So have many people texted in or emailed in telling you what the citizenship exam is all about, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And?
It's to do with politics and things like that. I think.
and life in general.
Wouldn't that be politics?
No, and life and things
life
like that.
Life in general?
Yeah.
When in the supermarket?
Let me have a look.
Somebody said geography exams always have a question like, where would you put a factory?
Hmm. I used to like geography. I got a B in my mock and then a D in the real thing, I think.
Colin Murray was way overexcited yesterday, telling me what kind of questions to expect in a geography exam. And I'm there going, what? I thought it was like, you know, what's the capital of Portugal and stuff like that? And he's going, no. He said, oh, and as well, there'll be the, where's the central business district and where's the this, that and the other and blah, 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 and you'll need all that. And I'm like, what? He goes, right, if it's a coastline, then you put it there. And if it's a city, then you put it in the middle. And blah, 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 and I'm like,
I think concentric rings, wasn't that geography as well? With the different...
That's a video that Dominic's got.
No. I think it's to do with the central
the Lord of the Rings
port district,
remake.
And then different rings of outside of the town. I think that was it.
Okay. I know that... Well, we've all got revision packs, which Will Kinder has sorted out for us, so we'll go through those later. Somebody from Plymouth texted in saying, unlucky, Chris, the geography exam is 2 hours 15.
What?
It bloody better not be. I tell you that for a start. I ain't sitting there like a muggins for 2 hours on Thursday. Get stuffed. Oh, and by the way, I'm smoking during it. I'm a grown-up. Oh, shut
not
up.
Not allowed to.
Do me a favour. I'm a grown man. I'm having a beer and a fag halfway through, at least.
Nope.
And all this about going to the toilet with somebody to accompany there. Balls. Get stuffed. I'm a man, for God's sake. Not a child. I'm not going to cheat. Honest. Dad?
Yeah?
Where would you put the central... the central... Dad? Yeah. Where would you put the...
I don't know.
Anyway, so that's what we're doing on Thursday. Great. So Coldplay last night, then. I think I raved enough about their album yesterday, the X and Y album, which is great. I went to see him last night, saw lots of many big stars.
Such as who?
Simon off of Pop World.
Simon Amstel.
Yeah, again. Seen him again.
He gets everywhere, him, doesn't he?
Al Murray was there, the pub landlord.
Yeah. We like him, don't we?
Yeah. And I'm sure Dominic saw many famous people at the after-show party.
Simon Pegg was there, I believe.
Oh, here it goes, here it goes. 1, 2, 3. Watch this will be fun.
Come down,
Spring. Awesome. Hey!
Yes, I did.
Do you want to play Guess Who?
Yes, actually.
Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you know I will?
You're being very amusing today, Dom.
Why?
Because you keep running up to the window for a start and pointing your finger in the air. It's very funny.
All right, tell us then.
Well, not it's a guess
where?
Who.
Was it
after the party? This was at the after show party for the Coldplay gig.
Okay, all right. Can I start?
Yes.
All right. Female?
Yes.
Tara Palmer Tomlinson.
Yeah.
Brilliant. So, anyway, yes.
How did you know that?
It was on the news before.
Nimone mentioned it earlier.
Well, that... Right, I had a deal with Nimone. I said, don't mention that, because I'll do that as a guess who on the show. She went, all right, wait a minute. What time did she mention that?
While I was sitting listening to the radio upstairs.
Out of order.
You must have some other ones.
I have got another one.
Go on then, let's play again.
Okay. I'll start this time.
All right. Okay, is it a man?
Yeah.
Have a random guess.
Simon Pegg.
Brilliant, well done.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good, isn't it?
I can't believe it.
Come on, there must be others, though. Surely, Dominique.
Not that I saw.
No, was that it?
I think that's it.
And the two stars that you saw.
Tara Palmer.
You don't even know whether you're drinking wine or beer.
I didn't even drink that much, because it took an hour and a half to get to the bar.
Did you see Al Murray?
No.
Right, okay.
Pretend did they come
in? Is it Al Murray?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, okay, brilliant.
How annoying. Oh, it's all ready to go.
Pesky Nimone.
Would you like to hear a track from last night?
Yes.
Okay. Would you like to introduce it, like your Zane Lowe on stage, who walked out on stage, by the way, with moving his left arm in that kind of flyboy rapper style.
The yo-yo-yo arm.
He came out and goes, yo-yo people, yeah, with his arm like that, like it's like he's trying to dry his hands.
Yeah, like you're drying your nails.
Like he's just done his nails.
Yeah.
Yo-yo-yo-yo-yo-yo. I chipped him before I came out. Sorry about that. Are you ready?
He was good, wasn't he? He whooped the crowd into a frenzy.
Well, yeah. He introduced the band, though, didn't he?
I was in a frenzy.
Were you?
Hmm.
Okay, good. Anyway, it's in my place if you want to do it.
Okay.
Right, so, ladies and gentlemen, live on stage, Dominic Byrne. Hang on, let's
that sounds rubbish. There's
let's
one person clapping.
Here we go.
I'll clap as well.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Dominic Byrne.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yesterday was a beautiful day because yesterday we saw Coldplay. And after the gig, we saw Simon Pegg and Tara Palmer-Tomlinson. But enough about that. This was one of the special highlights of the night for me. In, what's it called again?
In My Place.
In My Place.
To which I turned to Dominic and went, all right, no one likes a smart ass, Chris. Mm. We can sing. That was the song, by the way. Me and Dominic Byrne were stood next to each other, and on the chorus, we were both going, yeah! Just those bits. There was some absolutely corking singing going on from me and Dominic yesterday. Harmonies, the works.
Was it?
Oh, yeah. Honestly, it wasn't the dumb. Spot on, it was. Brilliant. You know, a few people around us were getting a bit annoyed and irritated, but. And when they did the... that was nice, wasn't it? That was my nose. And when they did one of the new tracks off the album, it's not What If, it's the other one.
Fix You?
Yes. When they did that, it was the last song they did, right? And that's the one that's probably my favourite on the album, or one of my favourites. I was the only one, right, in the back area that was singing. Me and Sophie were singing the words, and I was the... Sophie knows the chorus. I was the only one singing loudly. Lights will go! I am completely on my own. You know when you sing at a gig, you normally can't hear yourself. Because everyone else is singing,
but you
so
could.
Loud, I could hear myself, yeah. And then they do the other one, which is like the Kingdom Come track. And again, I was trying to teach Dominic the words. So I'm going like this. Blah, 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 blah. Just before he sings it. And we tried to have a bit of a sing-along, didn't we?
Yeah. I thought we sounded great.
We were great.
It's also the favourite tune of Anita in Essex, who says, thank you so much, Radio 1. Coldplay were brilliant, absolutely brilliant. I think I've fallen in love with Fix You. Please, can you play it again? Well, maybe later on today.
Maybe later on today. We've got another track to play, but I'm sure it won't be that. But maybe we
Joe might change. Play it, or Colin Edith might play it, or Scott might play it.
Is that what we're playing? Well, there'll be another one coming up later, that's for sure.
Live 8.
And it's nice to say they finally changed the date on that. So the correct date of Live 8. June 27th, 1983, Live 4 was a great gig. So.
July 13th, not 18th.
That's right. Right, if you want to be on Rob DJ's pub quiz, you can give us a call now. We need a boy and a girl to play Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz, which we'll do in the next half hour. 08700 100 100 08700 100 100. Gorillaz up next. Let's get news and sports just gone 8 o'clock.
It's now 3 minutes past 8. It's out
today. A listings magazine which features me on the front cover. Thank you. Morning, all. Have you got this CD and this letter thing that came in? Now, this is Rachel's item on the show.
I blame Justin and Alice.
It's always good if you blame other people before you even hear it.
Dear Chris, my name's Andrew Holdsworth. I'm a record producer from South London.
Nice.
Promising start.
Hmm.
I was recently asked by one of the teachers at Hurst Lodge School in Ascot to write some pop tracks to help children with their GCSE revision. That's a great start. You know what I mean? You never hear George Martin start off a letter like that. Hello, my name's George Martin. I'm a record producer. I recently made some records for children's school. Anyway, I thought it was a novel challenge, so I accepted it. Round Island with a Fridge Style.
That's a good book, that.
Yeah. I've never read it, but I've heard it's good.
Very good.
I've worked on records by artists such as Primal Scream, Samantha Mumba, Goldie the Cure and Pavarotti.
That's an eclectic mix.
And I've used some of the finest musicians in the country on the two tracks that are enclosed on the CD. Vocals were provided by the cast members of We Will Rock You in the West End. So this kind of sounds like some kind of letter from Beadle.
Mm.
The first track contains, in under 4 minutes, every single formula that students need to remember in GCSE physics. And the second track does the same for GCSE maths.
Ah.
So, basically, as you have your maths exam coming up, maybe this could be of use to you.
It could be quite a boon.
Or maybe this just could be a little two-minute bit where we play a terrible record and have a laugh at the composer's expense.
Infotainment, though, possibly.
Would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
All right, then.
Do I need a pen?
Not really, but, right. Well, you can if you want, but let's see if this helps you. This is Andrew Holdsworth with the cast of We Will Rock You.
Okay.
Singing your maths revision song. You ready?
Let's rock.
Meet Mr. Average. He wants to know the average price of beans.
Now, did you get that first line?
Meet Mr. Average. He wants to know the average price of beans.
Correct.
He adds them all up. Divides by how many. And ends up with the mean.
Did you get that?
He adds them all up. Divides by how many. And he ends up with the mean.
The mean what?
The mean. The
mean is like average.
Like the average. Mm.
Wow. Mode, medium, and mean.
All right, okay.
The means testing.
Lovely. Yeah. Mm.
He puts things in order. He picks from the middle. The meaning is in his hand.
Apparently he's got a medium in his hand. You know, like these people who can read your palm?
There's a medium.
She must be tiny.
Well, they're all always midgets.
Yeah.
Palm readers, you see?
Once you work out the mode, there's no special code. Just the must go.
Right, so there you go. Now, here we go. We're about to head into the chorus of that will help you with your maths revision. Strap yourselves in, everybody. In case you missed that, that's the circle's pi times the radius squared. A rectangle is length times width. And it goes on. There you go. Now, I'll tell you what.
Hang on, let's.
I've got to say, I've got no interest in going to see We Will Rock You. I think it's a horrendous idea. This is now confirmed that I will stay away from We Will Rock You for the whole run.
Can I have a try on the chorus?
Well, yeah, but. Well, I was singing it.
Well, I think I've just about got it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you want to sing it?
Yeah.
I can't go back.
Oh, okay. So,
right.
Forget it then.
A triangle is half times base times height. Now you've got the areas right.
A triangle is half times what?
I don't even understand what that means. Do you want to hear the next verse?
Yeah.
All right. You know you met Mr. Average in the first verse.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Meet
Mr. Sangle.
We call her acute at less than 90 degrees.
Does it make sense?
Yeah.
She's right. 180, she's straight. Oh, she's in between. She's three flexible than 180, which is more than a handbrake turn. Less than 360, which is a full pizza, and she's done a complete turn.
You ready, Dave?
Circles pi times the radius. A rectangle is length times width.
Length.
A square is just a square and it's just a length squared. A triangle is half times base times height. Now we've got the areas right.
Can I just say, it's no wonder the youth of today know nothing. I'm stunned. I'm really amazed.
It's difficult to get it, though, in a song. Do you know what I mean? I think that...
I mean, he's tried. You know, he's tried. I've never heard anybody get in the lyrics, meet Mrs. Angle, we'll call her acute at less than 90 degrees.
Mm. Or less than 90 degrees. Yeah. It's always up, isn't it?
At 90, she's right. 180, she's straight. Obtuse, she's in between. Which is, what, I mean, is she bisexual? It's a bisexual triangle, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is what we're teaching the kids
church.
Today. Yeah, if you swing that way, you're one. If you swing the other way, if you're obtuse, bi. It's a bi-angle.
Get your subtractor out.
Bi-angle.
So I'm going to leave the lyrics with you, Dave, and Rachel will pass on the CD. This is Andrew's name and number if you were. He works for Method and Madness Productions, which, you know...
More madness and method.
So there you go. You can have some fun with
that. Thanks, Andrew.
Sure, Dave, yeah. Which one is the bi-triangle?
Summer's on the way, the sun is out to play. Unless you are unlucky and your sky is grey today. We're live across the nation, so our weather may not be right. But as long as it's sunny here, we really don't give a monkey's. The Chris Moyle Show. National Radio 1.
These words are my own.
We had to ring Longman later.
Why?
He's leaving the country. He's off.
Why?
He's going on holiday.
No. Not in trouble or anything.
No. He will be when he goes on holiday.
Where's he going?
I'm not going to say on the air.
What, in case he gets chased by the Prepper Army?
Yeah, but he's, you know, the thing with Longman is he has to be careful. Longman, as you know, our very good friend, is the only person I know who's been kicked out of Disneyland twice.
Both on alcohol-related charges.
I can believe that, so you have to
admit. Hence the song, Oh Mickey Mouse, won't let Longman in his house. And he's just sent me a nice text. Every year it's tradition that I sellotape a picture of a male celebrity to my suitcase so I can recognise it. I've had NSYNC, Jordan Knight and Darius. This year, I think it's fate that you are in the Radio Times, prime for cutting out. So this year, son, you're coming with me.
Surely it gets ripped off, doesn't it, on the conveyor belt?
Well,
I mean, it's a lovely story.
So I will be on Longman's suitcase heading out to sunnier
climes.
So yeah. Everybody will be looking for that case.
Exactly. So if you see a case. So if just on the off chance you're flying somewhere on Thursday, if you can cut out my face when I go to Radio Times and put it on his suitcase and really freak Longman out when he gets to the other end after a long flight, that's not my case. And neither's that. And neither's that. There's loads of cases go around with my face on.
It's a good idea, though.
But people could confuse him, though, by putting other past names like Jordan Knight and all the others on there, and he wouldn't know which year it was.
Yeah. But like he's gone through some kind of time vortex. Yeah. It's all my bags from the last few years.
It's Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz, only on Radio 1.
It's the hostess with the most S, it's Rachel Jones.
Hey!
Good morning, Rachel.
I've picked a few educational questions today.
Oh, do me a favour.
At 5 o'clock this morning, so I don't really know what they are. So, playing for the boys, Alex from Yeovil. Playing for the girls, Ruth from Bristol, but now lives in London. Ready to play?
Yep.
Why are you smiling?
No, I'm not. Why?
Because you just went...
anything, Dave.
What?
West Country people. What? What you were thinking.
Hang on, I'm being fingered for like, trouble again.
Whoa.
I haven't said anything.
All right, then.
Okay, turn your papers over, then. Question number one. In which county is Glastonbury?
Oh, for God's sake.
Do you need that one again? Brilliant. In which county is Glastonbury?
Are you worried about spelling?
Well, you should get it right, really.
I know, but...
One for you, geography boy.
Got that one?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Question number two. Which TV programme...
Good day finding his answers.
Are you going to be like that on Thursday doing your exam?
It depends how we're sat.
Except for none of us can copy you anyway because we're all doing different subjects.
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
Chris, you got all your geography questions wrong, but amazingly did quite well on maths.
Question number two. Which TV programme featured characters whose nicknames were Faceman, Hannibal, Bad Attitude and Howling Mad?
Right.
Do you know, I never knew that.
That is, which TV programme featured characters whose nicknames were Faceman, Hannibal, Bad Attitude,
Bad Attitude.
Howling Mad?
Yeah. I'll give you a clue, it's Bargain Hunt.
That's what I put.
Hi. Bad Attitude Dickinson here.
We saw Uncle Jesse, didn't we, from Dukes of Hazzard last night, the Coldplay gig.
There's an old dude at Coldplay kind of with long white hair.
Yeah.
And Dominic just turns around and he dead straight faced and went, I see Uncle Jesse's coming out for the gig tonight.
Sure it was.
Okay, question number three. What name is given to the offspring of a male donkey and a female horse?
Excuse
it's
me?
A bit strange. I don't know what Rob's doing.
What?
What name is given to the offspring of a male donkey and a female horse?
So hang on. Not only...
It feels a bit wrong,
Not only do male donkeys have their way with female horses, but so often that they've actually given the product a name.
Isn't that illegal?
What do you mean?
Well, you know...
I've got to say...
Like donkeys procreating with horses.
You arrest a donkey.
No, but isn't that against, you know, Mother Nature?
You go to the zoo a lot. You've got a season ticket to the zoo. Have you ever seen a male donkey having its way with a female horse?
I never have. It might happen. It's like a Border Terrier, you know, getting on with a collie.
No, it's not, because they're both
border
dogs.
Border Terrier collie cross.
No, it's like...
It's like a kitten getting off with a zebra.
Yeah.
Well...
Well, maybe.
Or a horse and a badger, or
something. Zebra cats. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, but that'd be like a horse-cher.
Yeah.
Or a badger's.
A boss.
I don't know the answer anyway. Do you know the answer, Kerry?
Yeah,
Yes, I do.
What is it? Yeah. What have you put?
I'm not telling you. Okay. Question number four. What is the tallest building in Britain?
That's,
what is the tallest building in Britain?
Building?
Oh, I don't know.
Do you need a clue?
No. Yes. Who wants a clue?
No, I don't need a clue.
I've got an answer, but I wouldn't mind a clue.
I've got an answer, but I wouldn't mind a clue.
So say, think of a bird.
Oh, that's too easy.
BT Tower. That one.
BT? What kind of a bird is that?
Right, question number five. You'll like this one. What is the Earth's diameter in kilometres?
Now, diameter is width times height.
Is it?
No.
You need to play that song. You need to play the math song.
Diameter.
No, no.
Diameter is width times height.
Meet Mr. Average.
No.
No.
Mr. Average doesn't help on this occasion.
So that last question, what is the Earth's diameter in kilometres?
Can I just ask, how do you work out the diameter, Dave?
Which one was that? The diameter? Is that the line across a circle?
Yes.
Yeah, so how do you work it out, do you think?
Is that not radius?
Times two.
Is the diameter from middle to end?
You're listening to Radio 1.
The circumference is all the way around.
Oh, that's what
I'm thinking of. Diameter's across, radius is...
Diameter's across.
Radius is from the middle outwards.
Yeah. If you ever needed a reason to study for your exams, children, listen to the conversation taking place now.
Which one's circumference?
All the way around.
Yeah.
If you're looking at a beer map.
You need to you need to really revise for these exams coming up, boys and girls, because otherwise you'll sound as thick as all us last
time. I have a theory, right, that GCSEs will be easier now that we're older.
I don't think that works.
So tell me again, how do you work out the diameter?
Radius times two.
Okay. So what's the radius of the Earth?
It could well be radius times two. But it doesn't sound that. It doesn't sound right, does it?
Or is it not something to do with pi?
Oh, God.
Pi is 3.14.
Let's play a record.
Why do you want to times everything by two?
I don't. I just want to know what the diameter is.
It makes the number bigger.
Well, for a question like this, you just guess anyway, don't you?
Thank you very much. That was great. I look forward to getting 1 out of 5 this week in the pub quiz. I feel so good about myself. Right, we'll do answers next. It's 8:24. If you're just waking up, this should get you out of bed. It's a brand new single from Stereophonics on Radio 1. Stereophonics and Superman.
It's Rob DJ's Monday Night Pub Quiz, only on Radio 1.
Great webcam shot at the moment of Carrie, like this.
You do that a lot, actually. You do stretch more than the average person.
You put your hands on the back of your head and you stretch.
No, I was doing that because Dom and I were having... When we did that...
Yeah, anyway, it's a shot of you on the webcam doing that.
Great.
Arms out one way, boobs out the other.
Perhaps you've got to slack back.
Here's Rachel with the answers.
Hooray. Hello. We're going to talk to the callers.
Yeah, do you want to say hello?
Line one is Alex. Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Where are you, Alex?
At the moment, I'm in Taunton.
And how do you think you've done?
Excessively well. I got 2, I think.
Excellent. Okay. And line 2, Ruth from Bristol.
Hello.
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 No, you're not, but you live in London, yeah?
Well, yeah, I'm in London, yeah.
Excellent.
What's wrong with your voice, Ruth?
Bit of a hangover, I think.
You sound like some kind of cartoon character. How old are you? 11?
I'm 26.
Give over. God. What do you do, Ruth?
I work for a bank.
Right. Oh, why is that funny? Why do people laugh when they say things like that?
Probably because they're embarrassed.
Really? They don't be embarrassed. No, it could be Dominic Byrne. Anyway, good luck. How well do you think you've done out of 5?
Oh, okay.
Okay. How many do you think you've done?
Okay out of 5.
Yeah. 1, 2, okay, 4, 5.
Okay, do you want the answers then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 1, in which county is Glastonbury? Alex.
Somerset.
Ruth?
Somerset.
Dom?
Somerset.
Dave?
Somerset.
Chris?
Somerset.
Carrie?
Somerset.
Yay, the answer is Somerset.
Yay!
Question number 2. Which TV programme featured characters whose nicknames were Faceman, Hannibal, Bad Attitude and Howling Mad? Chris?
The A-Team.
Dom?
A-Team.
Carrie?
A-Team.
Dave?
A-Team.
Alex?
I didn't have a clue.
Ruth?
18.
The correct answer was 18.
Alex, what's wrong with you, dude?
I'm still tired from this morning, Chris.
How do you not know that B.A. and Hannibal and Howling Mad and Murdoch are not the A-team?
Well, I'm from Somerset, and I...
All right, what about this one, then? What name is given to the offspring of a male donkey and a female horse, Chris?
A freak.
Alex?
I've no idea.
Roofs?
Mule?
Dom?
I put Jack and Jenny.
What?
Have I misread the question?
Hey. Isn't that a female and a male donkey?
Yes.
We did that one ages ago.
Well, a male donkey therefore is a Jack then.
No, that wasn't the question. What name is given to the offspring of a male donkey and a female horse?
Jack and Jenny. Because we're talking about when male donkeys are humping female horses, which is just wrong and should be made illegal in my eyes.
Harry, I've got mule. Dave?
I've got three answers.
You can only have one, man.
Well, I put honky, dorse or ass.
Honky?
Ass. I'm going to go for ass.
No, the correct answer is a mule.
Yeah.
Okay. Well done, baby Ruth.
Question number four. What is the tallest building in Britain? Dom?
Canary Wharf.
Carrie?
Canary Wharf.
Dave?
Canary Wharf.
Alex?
Canary Wharf.
Ruth?
Canary Wharf.
Chris?
Pigeon Tower. You said... No, I put Canary Wharf.
Oh, I think they should rename it Pigeon Tower. That'd be funnier.
Dave, is Canary Wharf your final answer? That you didn't say convincing.
Canary Wharf.
Okay.
Hey, yeah, Jack and Jenny.
She's just written it.
Okay, the last question. What is the Earth's diameter in kilometres? Alex?
I had no idea, so I said 10,000.
Root?
12,000.
Dom?
Luckily, I know. It's 608,000.
Carrie? I put 10 million. Dave?
40,000 kilometres.
And Chris?
12,750.
The answer was 12,756.
Oh! Get in!
Look at Dave's face.
Hey, have a word, referee. Yeah.
What are you on about, dude?
Give me that cheat, Miles.
That was quite obviously right.
Quite obviously cheated while Rachel...
You were six off.
I know, I can't believe it. Oh, well,
so that means... Do I get a point for that one?
No.
What did you say?
12,000.
You get,
Nothing.
No, nothing.
One, two, three, four...
Yeah, nothing in this game.
I think you should give her a half.
Yeah, it's my birthday today.
Aww.
No, actually, if you give her a point... Give her a point.
Yeah, you can have a point because it's your birthday. So, anybody get out of five?
Yeah.
Ruth got five out of five.
Well done.
Yay! Stop doing that, tonight.
Four.
Yay! No, hang on. Yeah, I got four.
Three.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah.
Yay!
Alex, two.
Sicko.
One. What do you get, Dave?
Two.
Oh, well done.
Sure about Jack and Jenny?
Yes.
Yeah. Well done, Alex, you thicko.
Thank you very much.
I hope you have a better day.
Me too.
What do you do, by the way?
I'm a milkman, van driver.
Okay, right. You're a milkman or a van driver?
Well, I drive a van, but I pick up milk samples.
So you're not a milkman?
Well,
they deliver milk.
No.
You don't deliver milk for people to drink?
No, I pick it up.
What, from people's doorsteps?
That's
not the idea, is it?
From dairy.
You're a tramp.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, I'm going to tell you something in a minute.
Okay.
Anyway, well done. Have a good day, Alex.
Cheers, mate.
Happy birthday, Ruth, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Is your birthday today?
Yes.
Well done. Well, should we send you a nice prize?
That would be great.
Yeah, send her, Alan. Nice. All right, have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
There you go. You know, I just said to...
tell you something about... Yeah.
Tramps.
Yeah.
Right. I've got a really funny tramp story to tell you.
After the news?
Yeah. Jesus. So, tramp news coming up after other news. Sorry, it's a bit late. It's just gone 8:34. Can I just point out, many people are texting in saying, technically, you're all wrong about the tallest building. It's not Canary Wharf, that's the area. What you're thinking of is One Canada Square, which is the name of the building. Canary Wharf is the district, really, that it's in. However, we say to you people, get a life. Beep, beep, one more
travel. Thank you. Matter of fact, Tuesday, the road is the A533 in Cheshire. The problem is temporary traffic lights at Winnington near Northwich. The reason for that is gas main work, and that's it. Beep, beep, one more travel, Dominic Byrne. It's 8:38 now.
I'm on the front cover of this week's Radio Times. Hey! Looking quite foxy, if you don't mind me saying so. Even Carrie agrees that she would. And you can't blame the woman. She's only human. There's Jonathan Ross and Wogan at the forefront, and then me and John Humphreys around the back. That came out wrong, but you know what I mean. So, Dom, are you going to go out to buy a copy and cut it out and put me on your wall?
Hang on. Yes, I will buy a copy.
Carrie?
Hang on a second.
No, don't be silly. Yes. Come on, will you? Oh, you should buy it. Go on.
Yeah, go on then.
Go on.
I need some scrap paper.
Look, I don't mind. Use it as a dartboard at work in the office.
I've only got a pound. Can I buy it for a pound?
Yes, you can. It's only 93p.
Brilliant. Mm.
And Dave? Get some penny sweets as well.
Yeah. How many?
Seven. Four. I actually look confused. Panicked. Maths question.
Dave?
Yes, I'll buy it.
By the Radio Times today?
Yes. Well, certainly between
and
now
you're
and next
take
week.
Off the front cover, throw the Radio Times in the bin, but then keep the cover. Where will you put it?
I'll put it in my Sky Lounge.
Brilliant, yeah. Great. Rachel, are you going to buy it?
No.
Cheers, thanks very much. Because...
It's out today.
What is...
The new Radio Times.
Thanks to Pam and James for letting us play the old jingle, by the way. I'll see them for your jingle needs. Morning, all. So I walked home yesterday, and I get to walk through a couple of parks on the way home, which is nice.
That was very late at night, wasn't it?
No, yesterday after the show.
Oh, right.
Last night after the gig.
Okay.
And what happens, as the weather gets nicer, the parks get busier. Some days you can walk through the parks and literally see virtually no people at all. Other days it's quite busy. But it doesn't matter, rain or shine, you always pass the tramps. Now, generally, the tramps are sitting on a bench drinking, sometimes in a group. What do you call a what's a cluster of tramps? What do you call a...
Throng of tramps.
Yeah. Gaggle.
Yeah. I think it's a fume, isn't it? Mm. And they generally don't, you know, keep themselves to themselves, mainly because they're so drunk on, high lager that they can't speak. But I go to one particular park, and it's got quite a big hill. And
I know where you are.
And as I'm kind of getting up the hill, you can see people sitting on top because there's two little benches and people get to have a look at the view. It's very nice. So there's a couple of people sitting there, as there always is. However, there's also some trendy types doing yoga, by the looks of things. So I keep walking up the hill a little bit, and I'll see as I get higher and higher, their image becomes clearer and clearer, until I actually see not two trendy types at all. I see what can only be described as two tramps. One... doing what, again, can only describe as Tai Chi, and the other, I swear on my life, the other tramp, right, lying on his, on the floor, like, doing a handstand, but, like, on his head, you know, resting with his legs in the air, crossed.
But is the guy doing Tai Chi, is he holding a can of tramp fuel while he's doing
it? Right. And I'm looking around going, this has got to be some kind of wind-up. They're going to be filming something. This guy is standing there, dressed like a tramp, dirty, hair all over the place, beard like that, and he's standing there going doing all the Tai Chi arm movements. Next to him is a guy stood on his head with his arms kind of crossed with his legs in the air, with his legs crossed. Not moving an inch. So I walk up and I go, there's two tramps doing yoga, and I walk by and I'm waiting for somebody to say something. Not a word is said. I'm the only one who seems to find this a little bit odd-looking.
They must have been filming.
So with that in mind, and the current bid from London to stage the Olympics, I have an idea. It's about time that we brought it back. Tramp Olympics.
Tramps, we want to do.
What you do is you get the tramps, right, and you find out which ones of them. It's the most talented and most sporty tramps in Britain, basically. Yes, Kerry?
Benches. They'll make good hurdles.
You see? That's what you know.
Steeplechase. Yeah.
Exactly.
There we go.
And to add a bit more competition to it, when the tramps are running over the benches as hurdles, there are actually tramps on those benches drinking. Mm. So maybe one having a drink, one lying down, that kind of thing. So it's, you know, it's tramp contests with tramps.
You could do a relay event with four different tramps, and as they go, they have to hand over
the lager,
a can of specially brewed lager.
Yeah.
Not special brew, obviously, that would be a brand name.
Yeah. Mm.
A specially brewed lager as a baton.
Brilliant.
You could have trampolining.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, right.
So just lean slightly to the left or right.
Trampolining.
Yeah, trampolining.
Should we do that?
Yeah, top tramps.
Should we get a trampoline for Friday and take it to the park over the road, right, and set it out with a big sign going, tramps! Come and have a bit of fun. Because let's be honest.
Come and have a go if you think you're drunk enough.
We don't know the reason for them living in the park, yeah. Right? We don't know what the situation is, but we know that it's not a nice situation. Mm. However, it's a situation that exists and you can't ignore, mm-hmm. Right? Now, we may not be able to do that much about it. We may not be able to turn their life around and get them back into a normal environment. However, we can make their life fun and enjoyable, even for a short amount of time. Mm. So I say we bring along a trampoline to the park and we'll let these fellas have a bit of fun for a change. Now,
giving something back, you see.
But you know what? People say that I'm insensitive. What do they know? Right, 8:44. Turn your radio up as loud as you can. We have a top song coming up now.
Chris Moss has done a photo shoot for the Radio Times with lots of radio legends, so let's hope this jingle rhymes. Terry Wogan,
John Humphreys,
and even Jonathan Ross, but they all know the golden rule that Miles is the boss.
Right, White Stripes coming up after a top song.
The Chris Moss Show. National Radio.
Two great songs back to back. Blue Orchid from the White Stripes. And before that, na 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 na.
Ooh wee. Mark Ronson.
Ooh wee. Which is one of the best tracks on the album.
Mm-hmm. Which album?
Is it Here Comes the Fuzz, Rach? The Mark Ronson album?
I think it was also on the soundtrack to that Will Smith film Switch, was it not?
It may have been in the movie, Hitch. Yes.
Hitch. What was it called? Switch. Hitch. Hitch.
Switch is a record.
Hitch.
Switch is a record, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm confused.
Watch out, James King. I'm coming for your job.
It's exam time at the moment for a lot of students. I believe, are all the Scottish highers and lowers and middles have finished? Or are they still going?
I think they might have finished.
Right. Honestly, you'll learn this. As soon as you stop, about 2 years out of education, you forget. You forget when the holidays are. You forget when exam time is. You know why? Because it doesn't matter anymore. But I know there's a lot of GCSEs and A's and AS and O levels and whatever the bloody hell they are, I don't know. So because of this, and I don't know much about it, to relate to our exam-taking audience, we're all going to take an exam. We're doing it under proper exam conditions on Thursday of this week. I have revision packs for everybody, by the way. Yep. Maths is you, isn't it?
Yep.
There you go. That's yours. Don't open it now. Okay. Let's take it home with you.
Thank you.
Religious studies is Carrie.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
Biology.
That's me.
There you go, Alex.
Thank you very much.
Citizenship.
Oh,
by the way, Alex is the thickest of all the revision packs.
Great.
How apt.
Someone sent me a really, really long email about what the subject is.
I take it this is yours then, Dom. Must be English.
English language, yeah.
There you go. And mine is geography. Now, so you can take these home, but don't worry about it, because I have some sample questions for you. Who'd like to go first? Dominic. Brilliant. Well done.
Yes, please.
These are the type of sample questions that you will get. Okay?
Yeah.
Write a letter of complaint to a holiday company after spending a fortnight in one of their hotels, which was unfinished, despite promises to the contrary in their brochure. Make the letter between 250 and 300 words.
What subject's that?
English language.
Now, my view is, that's not a practical question.
My view is,
it's not a practical question. Because, number one, dear sir, I want my money back, would be what I would write.
This
but
is,
obviously, I put yours sincerely on the end of it.
This is why they're trying
not
to
with sir.
Encourage.
Faithfully with faithfully. Sir.
I don't care. He ain't a sir, really. In fact, I'd put dear sir and madam.
To whom it may concern, I'd put.
Actually, what here's the letter I'd write. Oi, numbnuts.
Yeah.
Give him your money back.
Mm.
See, oi, numbnuts isn't going to work, is it?
Now, there's no facts in here. It doesn't say what the problems were, by the fact it was unfinished.
But it's creative writing,
just
isn't it?
Just make it up.
They wanted to use your brain.
Okay, citizenship. Rachel?
Mm-hmm.
How does a referendum differ from an election?
Oh, now, an election is when you vote for something.
Yes.
Like voting for which
pop
party
idol.
Which party you want to be in, which political party. A referendum, isn't that an opinion or kind of to decide something? Like the referendum.
Like a vote.
The EU referendum.
You decide.
No, it's different.
Right. Brilliant.
Isn't that right, Dom?
I like that. I can just see that on the paper. No, it's different. It's different.
No, but a referendum doesn't actually make a final decision.
Rachel, you're confusing me with someone who cares. I don't know. I don't care. It doesn't bother me.
I'm sure people on the text will care.
I've finished work by 11 o'clock every day, and I have Xbox Live. That's my life. Biology, Alan.
Yes.
Over a period of time, regular exercise can strengthen the heart muscle.
Yes.
This change in the heart muscle enables a person to run for longer before lactic acid buildup occurs. Explain the reason for this.
Lactic acid is waste products from your cells as you're working out, and if you don't stretch, then they sit there and cause problems.
That's pretty good, actually.
He's been revising.
Did you just make that up?
I made that up, but I do gym, and they tell me to stretch.
Yes. I made that up, but I do gym.
Morning, James.
Lactic acid is cramp, what's known as cramp in the muscle.
That's why he said crap.
Yeah.
Religious studies. Choose a Christian denomination. Describe a typical act of Sunday worship in that denomination. Now, that's easy for me, being Roman Catholic and you know, kind of not really practicing anymore. So I would go Roman Catholic. Describe a typical act of Sunday worship in that denomination. Wake up. Can't be bothered to make 9:30 mass. Think about making 11. Get to 10:45, go balls sweat. I'm going to have a lie-in. I'll make 6 o'clock mass and then go straight to the pub. Which is why I used to do every Sunday.
Make sure you have some cash in your pocket for the collection as well.
Could have said communion as well.
What?
That one.
Yeah, Holy Communion.
Mm. What?
Could have said communion could have been your answer for that question as well.
That's not a Christian denomination.
No. That's an act of worship on a Sunday.
Yeah, but communion is part of Mass.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yeah, but communion is part of the Mass. It's not. You don't go for communion, you go to Mass. And by the way, you don't have to take communion even if you go to Mass.
I never did.
We're going to fail so bad.
Here are a couple of my summer questions for me for geography. What kinds of volcanic activity happen at a constructive, tensional plate boundary? I don't even understand the question. Explain why there is a line of volcanoes at the boundary of the Nazca and South American plates. Because God put it there. I disagree with me. I mean, you know, I've got God on my side.
Plate tectonics.
What are you saying, Alex?
I know the answer.
Because God put it there.
That too, obviously, yes.
God made the earth. Ask him. I wasn't bloody there. I'm only young. I wasn't around in the 60s, let alone when they were putting these volcanic plates everywhere.
Good point, well made.
Thank you. Dave says yours. Here's a list of numbers. Write these down, Comedy Dave.
Yeah.
This is for anyone who's taking maths today, by the way. Good luck. 6.
Yeah.
8. 11. 15.
Yeah.
25. 28. 30. 33.
Yeah.
From this list, write down a multiple of 7. Or choose a multiple of 7.
Yeah.
Which one?
28.
The two factors of 24.
24 is 6 and 8.
A square number.
A square number? 25.
Prime number.
11.
Take away the first number you thought of.
No, that's not a question.
Bunch of flowers.
I got them right so far, haven't I?
I've no idea. There's
that's
no
very
answer.
Impressive,
there's
that.
Questions. I think I have.
Yeah, spot on.
I tell you, I'm going to walk this.
Are you feeling more confident about your exam now?
I am, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Good luck.
Ta.
Anybody not feeling very confident?
Me.
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 Great. Okay, good. Our exam is on Thursday. I can hardly wait.
Oh, by the way, mine's 2 hours.
Oh, you say that, Rach. Do the corporate thing.
For more information on exams or exam stress, go to www.bbc.co.uk/radio1. Yeah.
What?
/radio1/onelife.
Yeah, maybe take an exam in how to read out website addresses.
Well, that's why you're the presenter.
You should do communication studies.
bbc.co.uk/something. Happy with that?
Rock on.
There's the old GCSE bite size on there and stuff. Enjoy your revision packs, everybody.
Thank you very much.
And don't forget to get the flu on Wednesday night. See, that's coming out on Thursday. Right, genius link, can you get to the track from yesterday's Robbie Williams and Lazy Days?
Lazy Days were taken from the album Life Through a Lens. If you move the last letter of the word lens, you're left simply with Len, who had a 1999 hit with Steal My Sunshine, while Sunshine on a Rainy Day was an earlier hit for Zoe. If you know somebody called Zoe, it's likely that they will be the last name in your phone. Phone rhymes with loan, which is something you might get from a shark. A shark of a different type is what you wouldn't want to see when you were swimming. Swimming is something you might do in your trunks. Trunks is also a word associated with elephants, which never forget. The English word forget is spelt in the same way as the French word forger, as in Guy Forger, who is a famous name for the world of tennis. Tennis can be played on a number of different surfaces, including grass and clay. Clay, first named Cassius, was the real name of the boxer we know as Muhammad Ali. Muhammad Ali isn't the only famous Muhammad, because Gus in EastEnders is played by the actor Muhammad George. George is a name that connects soul legend Benson with former US President Bush, and it was George Bush who was in power at the time. Here the Drummer Gets Wicked was a massive monster hit for Chad Jackson, which links to this morning's T-Sync track. It is Chad Jackson and Hear the Drummer Get Wicked.
Oh, yes! Do you remember when Chad sent us in a tape once?
Was that Chad?
Yeah.
Yes.
If you're listening, Chad, son, it's time to relive the days when you were successful.
Now that's what's happening.
That's what's happening.
That's what's happening. So many great samples in that.
Superb.
So many great samples. Isn't that right, Alan?
Yeah.
You love that, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Chad Jackson.
Yeah.
Then the Drummer Get Wicked. Fire off a couple of the samples in there.
That one?
Yeah, who's that, of course?
That one was MC Hammer.
No, it's not MC Hammer.
No.
The guy right at the very end, who's that? Who is it? Come on.
I haven't heard it yet.
Well, you just played it. Who's that?
Pete Tong.
Dave, tell him.
James Brown.
James Brown.
James Brown.
Coming your way. James Brown. I'm going to be wrong. I'm proud of him.
We saw him in Leeds, didn't we, James Brown?
Seen him a couple of times, James
Have
Brown.
Have you?
Yeah. Last time I saw him, it was like this. Now, when I was starting out on the round of it, Mr. Brown's up there. I'm not a man's world, man's world. Take it. And then when the audience goes, what? This is a man's world! Oh, yes. What do you mean, nothing? Nothing! Now I just want to stop and say, was I looking down on you people in the audience tonight? I know. To be honest with you, it was a bad time. What? And you know what I say? That's that. No. But no, no. And everybody stands there going, we can't understand a word he's saying. And then he goes, that's over. Like a sick machine. Everyone goes, hey! The only thing you know is you understand is when he says the name of the song. Is that my house today? That's all. I'm down in jail. I'm working in the kitchen. What's that? Tano, living in America. Hey! So good luck if you're going to see James Brown in concert.
And when he did live in America, in between, he was doing Leeds, Chelmsford.
That's right.
And all those other random places. Festival. Batley, Huddersfield.
Classic, what is that?
Oh, stop it.
Come on, what is it?
I don't like old
Come on,
music.
What is it?
I'm a kid of the now.
Come on, what is it?
Like my Two Unlimited. What about
this sample?
Kid of the Now, Two Unlimited, yeah. 15 years ago.
Well, when it was out, 15 years ago, I liked Two Unlimited.
Kid of the Now.
And then, you know, Madonna and all that kind of stuff.
What's this sample from? Boom, boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom. They put through it.
Tribal dance.
Boom, boom. What, by Two Unlimited? Boom, for the love of money. OJ's classic. Come on.
Is it?
Classic sound of Philly, man.
Really?
Yeah. I've so got to educate you.
You know the OJ's, Alan?
Yeah.
People all over the world.
Right.
Hold hands.
What?
Hold hands.
It's not hold hands. Is it? Join in. People all over the world, join in.
Oh, those hold hands.
No, not hold
People
hands.
People all over the world, hold hands.
No.
No?
My dad's a mother.
Are we in your ramble, yeah?
My dad's a James Brown. Huh? Are you ready for this?
Yay!
Shut your face. Anyway, Seamless Link?
Yep.
Text in saying my James Brown sounds more like Boss Hogg.
Well, similarities.
I do, man. I'm working in the kitchen. All right, James, leave it now. You got some beans?
Join hands. So we're both right. You said join in, I said hold hands, it's join hands.
Who says who?
Just someone randomly on the text.
It's half time of the show, it's a bit where Dave will say,
let's get ready to ramble!
I used to go out on when I was in my late teenage years. So not that long ago, really. And we used to go out and dance to the 45 Kings, the 900 number. Do you want another dance? This used to be the dance. Three and a half minutes.
Really? It's more of a jump, really.
Yeah, it is, really.
Makes you look special.
Yeah, well, I am special. I want to be looking special. I'm going to be important.
No, what? Oh, yeah, there it was.
Yeah. Fella goes into the hospital.
Yep.
Goes into the hospital.
Special clinic, yep. You see.
And he's wearing a tuxedo. He's going into the snip and he's wearing a tuxedo.
Silly.
Doctor says, why are you wearing a tuxedo? The fella says,
oh, thanks, I get the punchline there.
I don't.
If I'm going to be important, I want to look important. Anyway, right. Explain it to you later. So then, what are you doing tonight, Alan?
This afternoon, I've been... Oh, tonight, Darren Brown.
You're doing Darren Brown tonight?
I don't know.
Does he know about it?
Depends on everybody else, really.
And what are you doing before Darren Brown?
Big Brother's Little Brother's invited me on the show. Because they heard...
Because you're a big star from 24.
No, it's not that, unfortunately. It's because they heard this show yesterday and heard that my mics failed on me when I put them in front of Mary.
Which they bloody failed on you when you're on this show.
And they told me that that actually happened to them while she was in the house for the whole week.
Oh, that's amazing.
So there is something spooky going on with Mary and mics. And, you know, this is a chance for me to clear my name because I'd hate to think that someone, you know, might think that I was rubbish at my job, which was recording an interview. So I said I'd go along and they're going to have, you know, some expert on the phone to explain why this...
For those of you who can't be bothered to listen to Alan's voice, the reason he's going on television tonight is because they asked him and Alan has an ego to fuel. Oh, what are you going to wear? You're not going to wear what you're wearing, are you?
I am, yeah.
Hey? What's wrong with this?
I think he looks nice in that.
It looks a bit cheap.
Alan, you look nice.
Thank you. I like this. It's got a zip that goes all the way down the side as opposed to the front.
If you see Dermot O'Dreary tonight, bloody yes. Kermit O'Leary.
Yes.
Will you tell him to return my phone calls, please?
Is he not returning your phone calls?
No. I sent him a couple of text messages. I've rung him a couple of times. Nothing.
That's a bit silly.
As they say in Italy, nada.
Will you be watching then? Are you around? Will you be watching?
No, so...
I'll wave to you if you want.
Actually, I'll watch the Dermot bits, but when you come on, I'll mute the sound.
Why?
And then I'll sit on the couch and make up what you're saying. So he goes, Sam, welcome. Oh, I'm Big Brother's Love Brothers. Sam, welcome. BB Allen from Radio 1. Here's BB Allen, everyone. How you doing, BB Allen? I'm very well, thank you, Dermot. And then unmutes it, says Dermot again. Okay, so weird things going on, and Dermot does this with the script all the time. Like a nervous twitch he's got. Rips the pages off and throws them all over the studio.
And he rocks a bit as well.
Yeah. The amount of paper he must waste. Maybe I'll come with you.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Didn't you find that a bit strange, though?
What? I'll be your bitch.
Yeah, that wouldn't be right.
Sorry, Ben.
What? That wouldn't be right.
I'll be your PA.
I wouldn't feel comfortable with that.
I'll be your PA, your personal assistant.
No, you wouldn't be very good at that.
Would you like me to get you a drink, Mr. Allard? Do you need anything, sir? I could do that.
Where's my tea? I'd love one.
It's coming right up, Allerton. Why do you sound like Rachel? So what time is it? Half five?
I think so, yes.
You know, 5 till 6?
I think so, yeah. They said I'd be clear at 6, so hopefully.
You'll be what?
Clear at 6.
Right, cool. 24 hours a day, I thought. That was part-time, look.
But Mary, apparently she was on a commercial radio station last night talking about me and this show, which I had a text from. Saying that she met Alan from the Chris Moyle show and asked about Nimbus 3000s last night, which I found quite funny. I'm sure they loved that too.
Okay.
So she, I think we left a bit of an impact with her, you know?
So, so you'll be hanging out with the witch?
We'll be out staring
and Mary.
At each other.
Hey, morning, Dermot.
I like Dermot O'Leary.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You don't get on really, do you?
No, we do, we do. We're getting all right now.
He's always very nervous when he meets
It was what was on me. I went through a phase.
Was it you?
Yeah, I went through a phase with him. But now, I've forgiven him.
Aww.
And, but however, not at the moment, because he doesn't return any of my calls. I ring him now, it'll just ring out.
Any words you want me to drop into the interview?
Yeah, call Chris, you baldy get.
Right. It's a bit subtle.
Is he front cover of the Radio Times this week? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Who is?
Well, you are.
I am, that's right.
Take a picture of the Radio Times.
Front cover of Caravan Weekly.
I will.
I'll sign it for him.
Okay, fine.
I'll sign him a copy of the Radio Times with me on the front cover.
Okay.
Because you know it's out today.
Out today.
What is?
The Radio Times.
The new Radio Times.
There you go.
So 5:30 Channel 4 then?
Yes.
Yeah, good, all right. We'll see you on the television then.
Yay!
Well, I won't, obviously. I'll be in the pub drinking with some strangers. Rachel!
The lines are open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases and be in a car park. That number again, 08700 100 100. Thank you.
Right, just to prove that Dermot never answers the phone.
You ringing him now?
I'll ring him now.
He won't answer that because it'll come up like blank number.
Yeah, but obviously he'll be tuning into the show.
Do you think?
Yeah, he'll be lying in bed with his missus listening to the show.
Hi, Dermot can't get to the phone right now.
There you go, see? He even switches it off. Damn you, Dermot O'Leary! Technically not a rock star, but whatever. Bizarre. I kind of like that, though.
Yeah.
Second, you don't, then.
I didn't say that.
Rachel, what do you want to say?
I wanted to say congratulations to Lenny and Kathy, who had a little boy last night called William.
Who are Lenny and Kathy?
Kathy is one of my best friends.
Lenny?
Yes. His proper name's Lennart, actually.
Lennart? Is he foreign?
He's Danish.
Oh, there you go,
and
then.
Very lovely.
That explains it.
Yes. Does she talk like this?
No, he doesn't.
That's the Dutch.
But they're all very
It's all the same, though, isn't it?
No.
Okay.
And little William was £7.2.
Little Willie?
Yes.
Oh. Anyway, congratulations to Lenny and Kathy and little Willie.
Thank you.
Hello, little Willie.
Brother of Lily.
Lily and Willie.
I bet you they're going to regret that.
Lily, Willie, Lenny and Kathy. You're having a laugh, aren't you?
The Nordstrands.
Blimey. The what?
The Nordstrands.
That's their surname?
Yes.
Sounds like a ferry.
Willie Nordstrand? Give over.
William.
The Nordstrands?
Oh.
Anyway, baby Willie, we'll play your Coldplay in a second. That'll be your first request on the radio.
This is for you. Willie, Lily, Lenny and Kathy.
Feature in the paper today about flats and houses.
Oh, yeah.
And how much they are. And they've got the thinnest house in the world, and the cheapest house,
yep.
And the oldest house, and all that. And the smallest, which is in Conway, in North Wales, which, when we used to go get the ferry to Ireland...
From Holyhead.
We used to stop there and go in, and it's the smallest house in the world.
Did you?
It's tiny, yeah. It's less than 6 feet wide, and just over 10 feet tall, and it's two floors. And the funny thing about the smallest house in the world is that a tall man used to live there. He was 6'3".
It's over two floors and it's 10 foot high?
Yep.
Blimey. Even I wouldn't be able to stand up in there.
But it's great. It's really cool. And then there's another one in here, which is the tiniest flat. And it says it's in Notting Hill in London. However, I've got to say, it is identical to my brother's flat that he rented when he first moved to London.
Did
did you ever go there?
Yes, I did.
Right.
The bed was on top of the kitchen.
Have a look
it?
At that photo and tell me if that's not the same place.
It does look very similar, I have to say.
My brother moved to London. We went to see his flat, and honestly, we came with our friend Melinda turned up, Simon Hollis, who's like, what's he, 6 foot two?
Yeah, 6'2", 6'3".
And he had to leave because he felt claustrophobic.
It was proper tiny. I mean, you know, when they talk about studio flats in London, obviously being...
It was smaller than the studio.
The whole lot, honestly. Like,
seriously, I'd say half the size. It was probably the size of Studio 2.
Yeah. And actually, bearing in mind, actually, the bathroom in it wasn't a bad size. It had a bathroom, it had a little sort of kitchen area, the bed above the...
Above the bathroom.
Was it above the bathroom? Yeah. Oh, no, above the bathroom, wasn't it? Yeah.
Described as compact and bijou.
I would imagine, yeah.
Compact and expensive.
It was tiny. And I think that photo, I think that is the same flat.
It does look like it.
But it was shockingly small.
Here you go. She pays 100... This woman here, right, tenant, Amy... Annie Sue, right, she's a Chinese lady, she pays £135 a week rent for that box.
Shocking.
That's London for you.
If she wants, she can come and stay with me. Where is she?
Notting Hill.
No, she's all right. She can stay there. So last night, Coldplay then did a great little gig for Radio 1. If you missed it, you can check out the photos and listen again at Radio 1 online. At www.bbc.co.uk. So from last night, this is Coldplay live on Radio 1 with Yellow.
Thanks to Chris Moores and Radio 1 and Dominic Byrne.
That's nice, wasn't it? Coldplay and Yellow from the concert they did for us last night, which was lovely. I've got to admit, though, to Chris and Johnny and the rest of Coldplay, I did... try and bootleg some of the gig last night on my mobile phone.
Did you?
Yeah, and I might put this out soon on the internet, because the quality is brilliant. All right, do you want to have a listen? Check this out. Good, isn't it?
Just like you were there, isn't it?
Yeah.
How much are you charging for that, then?
Well, there's only 15 seconds worth, so I might just leave it, to be quite honest with you. But don't forget, of course, as Chris Martin says...
I met Chris Martin the other day. He's lovely.
He's lovely.
He sounds a bit like
he's
that.
He does sound a bit like that.
What's he doing that voice, then?
He's lovely. Not doing that voice.
I met Chris Martin the other day. He's lovely.
He's lovely.
I met Chris Martin the other day.
He's lovely.
He's lovely. He's lovely. Tomorrow, Quiet King coming up in a second. We'll do car park extras as well. Let's get last news of sport for this morning with Dom and Carrie. It's 9:31.
And Radio 1 has won 2 website Oscars, 1 music, nabbed both Webbies in the best music category. They were handed out in New York. Alan Rhodes is the website editor.
We won 2 awards, the best music award as voted by the judges, but also we won the best music site according to the people's vote. So just the general public are going to the One Music site and saying that we're the best.
And also, Radio 1 legend Chris Moyles is on the front page of the Radio Times this week. Other listings magazines are available, but if you'd like to see Chris on the front cover of the Radio Times, and you're not in Wales, because apparently it's a different cover, then why not go out and buy a copy?
Is a direct quote.
Thank you.
It's now 9:35.
Colin Murray. Colin Murray. Colin Murray. That's Colin Murray this afternoon from 1. Morning all. You know what that's all about, don't you, Kerry?
Yes.
What?
Colin Murray thing?
Yes.
It's about something he's recently put on his body.
That's right. Well, a 5-star? No. Colin Murray's got a tattoo.
Stedman's face.
Have you seen it? His tattoo?
I haven't seen it yet, no.
He's basically, because he says he's a Liverpool fan, he's basically got a tattoo of 5-star. Well, I think it's because he's a fan of the 80s band. 5-star, of course. Although he says it's to do with Liverpool winning the European Championship 5 times.
Where is it? Where on his body has he got the tattoo?
Well, here's the thing. It's on his arm, like that. However, when he holds it up, it's slightly skew-if. And he's obviously been defending this with everybody he's shown
I said
to.
It's not straight, and he goes, oh, no, it is straight. And but what he does is, to make it look straight, he puts his arm on an angle so that, therefore, the things...
I bet that hurts there as well, doesn't it, inside your arm?
It's quite popular, isn't it, to have one done in there now?
Let me prove this theory. Who'll let me draw on their arm? Dominic?
No, Rachel will.
Right, Dominic, draw 5 stars...
On Rachel's arm?
On your arm. Rach, come here. Okay, you ready? I don't want to hurt you, though.
It will tickle.
Come around here.
Put your apple down, Rachel.
Right. Would you say the first one there?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
You won't be able to do it straight.
Well, I'll try my best. Okay.
There's a clip.
9:38.
Right, that's a star, right? So, well...
That's
right.
Brilliant.
That is not a star.
It's more like a pigeon.
Star. It's a scribble.
All right, well...
It's like a Teletubby.
Yeah, so where would you put the next one? There?
Yeah. Just draw a square. It'll be quicker.
Is it painful, Rach?
Ow, no.
Where would you put the next one?
Should we make the noise? Yeah.
Okay. Right. That, okay?
Yeah.
So that's... All right. Yeah.
How many are you on now? Can we stop now? What's that? 4?
And then that there? Is that
one
middle?
More. Yeah. Well, Colin could have just done this.
I think he should have done. Right. So now hold it up and show it to everyone.
Wow.
Look, it's skew-if.
It is, yeah.
That's because of where your arm goes.
Yeah, but then what's the point of that? That looks the rubbish then to me. And now, of course, Rachel's walking around with 5 stars written on her arm in biro for the rest of the day. Rachel,
tomorrow.
I see you've got a new tattoo there. Come on, get down with a bit of 5 star. Come on.
So if you're texting Colin today, text Stedman. Stedman and Edith.
Just text in and say, you love 5 star to Colin Murray. 81199 is text number from 1 o'clock this afternoon. Anytime he asks you to text in or phone in, just text in or phone in. When they answer, just go, Colin loves 5 star. Just put that all the time. Right, BBLB tonight on Channel 4, 5:30. Look out for our very own Alan.
Alan's a TV star. He's been on 24. And now that he's famous, he'll want to be paid more. Now he's got an agent who's based in LA. Will Chris give him a pay rise? No bleeding way.
You're going to put makeup on tonight, Alan?
Yeah.
Right, I thought so.
The Chris Moyle Show.
I meant for Darren Brown, not for telly.
National Radio.
Hello, Noel Coldplay on Radio 2, and that's hello, Keen, of course, not the old Coldplay, I played last night, and that's hello, old Keen probably there, anyway, on Radio, car park catchphrase, coming up, to Wogan, old Radio Times, old Jonathan Ross, banana, and John Humphreys, old fellow himself, old enough to be my father, and old roly-poly, Chris Moyles. That's all old. The old fella in him. Like a council estate. Big fat, old, hairy, sweaty thing. But, you know, youth of today. Old's old. Little. Still, how old? Ken Bruce.
Ken.
I seen old hen. Hello to your Coldplay last night. Even though, Toto, way too old.
Yellow.
Oh, so, the old voice there. Old. Pick it up back again. No, before that, Sarah Kennedy, who gave for a laugh. Now only on Radio 2 drink. And you know, Sarah.
Fish and chips.
But no, thought for the day. But no, Reverend Hallett, told him about the church. Don't thought for the day.
Coconuts.
Oh, no, what's it? Oh, no, lovely pair of. Don't have a catchphrase.
For Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Hello, behold. Hello, Patrol of Hold. I tell you, all your Eurovision. Good morning, Car Park fans.
It's Terry Wogan there, of course.
Nice.
Car Park o'clock fans things. Good morning, Roy Walker.
Good morning, Chris. How are you today?
I'm very good, thank you very much. I am feeling good, I'm feeling fine.
Your hair looks nice today, Chris.
My what?
Your hair looks nice today, Chris.
My hair looks like, yeah, well, thank you very much. And so does yours.
Well, if you say so.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know if you're going to be tuning in to the television tonight, that Allard is going to be on television.
Is he still here?
Yes, he is, yeah. He's going to be on television tonight. I don't know if you fancy watching him.
I'm washing my hair tonight.
So again, you're washing your what?
Whatever.
Right. He's going to be on television. So I'm sure you'll be tuning in to watch that.
God, give me strength.
Right, okay.
I'd rather bite my own arm off.
Right, okay.
I'll say hi to you, Roy, if you want.
Loser.
Fine.
Is there history between you and him, Al?
I don't know. I thought we were friends.
He's doing it. He's doing the show. If it makes any difference, Roy. He's doing. He's doing it with Dermot O'Leary.
She's my favourite, you know.
Is she, right? Okay. Anyway, well, if you tune in, you'll enjoy it.
Not a lot, really.
No, you will. Just tune in.
I'm not into woo woo.
Right. Okay. Well,
I'm too busy. I'm a legend.
Yeah. All right. Whatever. Get on with it, Roy.
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. My name's Claire and I'm from Middlesbrough.
Yay!
I have a friend who lives there.
Do you? What's
yes. Amelia.
Amelia? Amelia what?
Amelia Smith.
Ah, Amelia. No, don't know an Amelia Smith.
What a numpty.
Really? Okay, never mind. What do you do, Claire?
I'm a nurse.
Oh, really?
Yeah, fantastic. Brilliant, love it.
Are you on hands-free?
No.
You're very quiet, let me tell you.
Oh.
No.
Is that louder?
That's louder, yeah. That's,
okay.
That's louder. Right. Are you from Middlesbrough?
I am actually from Middlesbrough, yeah.
No, you've only got a very slight Middlesbrough accent.
Tiny, yeah. Maybe I'm from the posh end.
Are you?
Yeah.
Which bit?
Ayrton Park, you know, Ayrton Park,
it's not the poshest bit, though, is
well,
it?
Well, you know, bit posher than the not posh bit.
Right, okay, very, very well got out of. You're laughing there, Dom. What was that?
I'm trying to work out where you are.
Middlesbrough.
Oh, okay.
Right, okay. Where are you parked?
We're actually on a service station off the M1 called Woolley Edge, which is near Sheffield.
Woolley Edge, of course.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with Woolley Edge, Dave?
Yeah, I've been there.
It's like Woolley Edge,
it's a nice service.
It's Woolley Edge.
Mm.
What are you driving?
A Peugeot 306.
A Peugeot 306?
Yeah.
On where's nice wheels?
Mm. Nice wheels. Let's hear their horn.
Let's hear it, Claire.
Oh. That horn is rubbish.
Oh.
Okay, yeah.
He doesn't like that.
Is this person
right.
For real?
Yeah, they are. Anyway, right, hang on there, please, Claire.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hiya, it's Amy and I'm from Esham.
Yay!
I have a friend who lives there.
Oh, do you really now?
Yes.
And what's his name?
Derek.
Oh, nice. Lovely, jubbly.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Normally that's Derek Hume, but that's fine. What do you do, Amy?
I live on a farm and I work on a farm in Esham.
You live on a farm and you work on a farm in Esham?
Yeah.
That's that insurance company that, what's his name?
The advert calm down, dear.
Yeah. Calm down, dear. It's only a cow pat. Do you stink of poo?
No, I don't stink of poo, actually.
Right. Okay.
That was the difference between our show and the Today programme on Radio 4, though. Just there, that question.
Well, yeah, but if you live and work on a farm, you're going to smell of cows and poo.
I do, maybe sometimes.
See,
yeah.
There you go, Dominic.
It's true, sorry.
So you can sit and swivel with your Today programme reference.
I'd take it back.
Do you have dirty fingernails?
No, I don't. They're clean, actually.
Are you a vegetarian?
No way.
Right, so you have all these lovely animals that you look after on a day-to-day basis, then you go inside and eat their family.
Yeah, we've got two in the freezer.
Good girl. That's what I like. Meat eaters of the world, unite and take over. That's what I say.
Lovely.
Have you eaten virtually every kind of meat? Have you eaten something of all the animals on your farm?
Yeah, when we had... Yeah.
So what animals have you got?
We've got pedigree Holsteins.
What? You got what?
Pedigree Holstein.
Holstein?
What's that?
That's a beer, isn't it?
Hey. It's a black and white cow.
Oh, I've eaten cows.
Holstein
yeah, what
pills.
Else have we got?
We haven't got any more. We used to have sheep, but not anymore.
Because you ate them all, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
You murderer.
What are you driving?
I'm in a Discovery.
A Discovery?
Nice wheels. Let's hear the horn then.
Let's hear it.
Oh, it's a horn of plenty.
It certainly is, I tell you.
I like her.
You what?
I like her.
I'm sure you do.
She sounds lovely.
Yeah, okay, good.
She's not shy, is she?
No, she's not shy at all. Probably quite easy. She's a farm girl, you know what I mean?
If you see it, say it.
Exactly, right. Are you ready to play the game then, my darling?
Yes, I am.
Are you ready? You ready, Claire?
Yay!
Let's play.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
All right, eyes down, look in then. sound of a cow there, of course. Mr. Fish is in the middle of DIY hell as he's fitting a new kitchen, Dominic.
Wow.
He's fitted and plumbed in all the major appliances and he's just getting on with assembling the wooden cupboards and stuff. I'll tell you what, Claire.
Hello?
The cupboards are time-consuming, but fairly straightforward to put together. Who was that?
Amy.
Yes, Amy?
Is it the cupboards are bare?
Is it the cupboards are bare?
Whoa, it's good, but it's not right.
It's not right, no. Apparently, for some reason, Mr. Fisher's just stood there with a horrified look on his face. The reason he looks shocked is because there's all sorts of wood lice and earwigs all over the woodwork. In fact, it looks like they're in the woodwork, climbing out of the woodwork. So what you've got is, you've got all these insects actually coming out of... Yes, Claire?
No, it wasn't me.
That's why I said yes, Amy.
Oh, I know it, but I can't remember. Just a minute.
Okay, I'll give you a clue, Amy. Okay. Right, these insects are coming out of the woodwork. Yes, Claire?
Woodlice!
Yes, Claire? Go on, Claire.
Insects coming out of the wood.
Right, okay. Seriously. Jeez. Okay.
Oh, dear.
What you've got is you've got these insects. And they
woodlice!
Are... Who said woodlice?
Amy.
Yeah.
Amy.
What's that catchphrase all about, woodlice?
I don't know.
Right. These insects, they're in the woodwork, and they are... They are... Jocelyn, one, two. You're both cut off. I've never played with so thick people in all my life.
Woodlice.
Yes.
Woodlice.
Is the wrong answer, of course. It's not woodlice. It was, of course, Dave.
Coming out of the woodwork.
There.
You're right!
However, as both of them were thick as pigs... were thick.
Swill.
I don't think we should bother playing anymore. So that's it. Hey, Dominic, guess what?
What?
You're a winner.
Hey!
Who chose those thick-up callers?
That was the easiest catchphrase we've ever had.
Jocelyn, is it you? Jocelyn, 2 weeks suspended Dave Pearce dance anthems for you. Are you laughing, Alan?
I am.
Right. JK and Joel for you on Sunday.
Really? Yeah.
The hell was that all about? You know, it just goes to show, doesn't it?
It just goes to prove that stupid people make rubbish radio.
So you're not half wrong there, do you know what I mean? Yeah, all right, leave it. Right, what we'll do, we have a vote. Do we get them both back tomorrow or do we start afresh?
Afresh.
Back tomorrow.
Back tomorrow.
Two back tomorrows, one afresh.
Back tomorrow, I say.
Two back tomorrows, one afresh.
Fresh.
Fresh.
They weren't funny, stupid. They were just stupid.
Back tomorrow it is. Sorry about that.
It's a good job we're not chasing ratings.
I tell you, ratings.
At least we learned about cows, I suppose.
Yeah, we did. Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
Right, so punishment for you, Alan, today, right? When you're on BBRB tonight,
right,
you have to call Dermot Kermit. And Jocelyn's punishment is she has to watch you. Welcome back to Big Brother's Little Brother. I'm joined with Alan from Radio 1.
Hello, Kermit.
Brilliant. There you go. Lovely. I love that. Love that. That'll teach him for not ringing me back, Kermit O'Leary. Right, coming up next is is my bit on the side, Jo Wiley. She's beautiful. She enjoyed Coldplay last night. Treat her gently. Have a great day. Oh, Chris Morrison, we're back tomorrow.